Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Usher on the cover of Billboard. Beyonce's latest business venture, Snoop Dogg, T-Pain, and Ice's latest beefs. Coco Jones takes us behind the photo in an exclusive tour announcement. Welcome to Billboard News. I'm Tetris Kelly. It's Wednesday, February 7th, and we're kicking off the show with our brand new cover star, Super Bowl halftime show headliner. It's Usher, baby.
You look very calm, cool, and collected. Outside, but inside, are you like, because it's a matter of days at this point, right?
I'm trying my hardest not to overthink it, but it's literally 12 to 15 minutes if I can manage to impress the entire world over 30 years of a career within 15 minutes. It's a lot, you know? I'm definitely happy that I'm coming off a successful residency and kind of in the rhythm of all, mm-hmm. of it overall. Because otherwise, you know, you kind of have to restart and, you know, relive the moments. But every day of going on that stage from Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, it reminded me of what my music has meant and how people feel about me and how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. You know, after, you know, years and years of doing this, you can grow tired and just kind of grow frustrated, especially as music changes, the standards of how we count it changes, the standard of what is hot, what's not, the standard of what's cool and what isn't. All of those things can kind of get to your mind and, you know, make you even question if you really want to continue to do it. But when I went to Vegas, it just made me excited about all of it all over again.
Well, I know you can't say too much, but any kind of hints?
I can tell you it'll definitely be an event, and there are special guests. I will tell you that.
Okay.
I can give you
that.
See what else I can give you. I can give you in lieu of some of the new music that has been released. I've definitely considered new songs.
Have you reached out to any prior Super Bowl performers to get some advice or pointers? Or
I actually happened to be on a boat not too long ago with Katy Perry. You know, she began to give me some notes. I heard that Rihanna, she stood up for me and said something really incredible. I really appreciated that. I've watched each and every performer who's ever been on it. This is a moment I've prepared for 30 years.
For the full cover story, head over to billboard.com. Let's talk about Beyonce. She gives flowers, she gives inspo, and now she's giving hair care. Just as SZA and Victoria Monet, Beyonce is Queen B for a reason. Because she's a giver, and her latest gift is luscious. Mama. We know how B likes her heir's hair, and now she's giving you a chance to get your locks on lock with her new hair care line.
Obviously, I grew up in my mother's hair salon.
Beyonce shared the promo for Sacred out February 20th. No word on which specific products will be available, but I am sad. Beyonce is no stranger to giving. We know she's got her florist on speed dial, and her latest arrangement went to SZA. The three-time Grammy winner shared the beautiful bouquet B sent her with the caption, "Thank you for seeing me before anyone else saw me. Thank you for making me feel valuable when I was the tiniest in the room. Thank you for shining your light on me and pouring into me with goddess-level kindness." And she's not the only one giving Beyonce her thanks. Best New Artist Victoria Monet gushed about the queen while sharing a snap from the Grammys, saying in part, "You're my Diana, my Tina, my Aretha, my Bee. Your legacy has absolutely been my artist development, the best blueprint any performer could ever ask for, but never ever to be compared. All hail Queen Bee." We've got so much more to cover. Let me break down three more things you should know. Ice doesn't think Lotto is a fart, T-Pain thinks country is racist, and Snoop Dogg is suing Walmart. Here's some hip-hop news you need in your life. Snoop Dogg and Master P are suing Walmart and Post Consumer Brands over allegations that the two huge companies sabotaged the rapper's cereal. In the lawsuit filed Tuesday, they say the company secretly ensured that Snoop cereal would not be available to consumers. And these Snoop cereal boxes have been in stock rooms for months. Free the Snoop cereal! I'd buy several hot boxes. See what I did there?
I done wrote a lot of country songs. Stop taking credit for it because as cool it is to see your name in those credits like that, the racism that comes after it is just like...
Dang, it's no shock T-Pain has experienced racism in the world of country, but shocking that he feels he doesn't even want his name credited on his work.
I'll just take the check. Don't put me on that. I'll just take the check, bro. Never mind, dude. You know what I mean?
I feel you. Make your money, King. But now I need to know, what songs were these?
Okay, so the last question. Uh-huh. It's, how can I lose if I'm already chose?
Like, are you looking at me? I don't know. Somebody help me.
Ever since Latto seemingly didn't know the words to a nice song, people have put them against each other. But after this Latto clip, I just want a one-on-one, don't know why she's so nervous. I seemingly is saying her song, Think You the Fart, is about Latto.
The thing is, for me, why am I seeing that I'm in the back of your weak ass snippet? Like, that's why,
right.
I was confused.
Oh, literally, like,
so I was like, wait a second, that's me? So I'm like, okay, since we're talking about me, let's talk about me. And I dropped that.
My take, can't the rap girlies all get along? We love you and we want your support, not war. You know, I love some live music, and we've got an exclusive moment for you courtesy of Layla Kobo.
Modad is about to hit the road, and Layla Kobo sat down with the boys to talk about touring.
Este sonido va a ir por estadios, empezando en el verano, estadios. O sea, estamos pasando, hablamos de 15,000 personas, ahora vamos a estar hablando de 45,000 personas. ¿Qué se siente eso? Es una mezcla de emoción, de que estamos listos, de no veo la hora de pararme ahí. ¿Qué pasa?
En especial el de Bogotá es particularmente como que a uno lo golpea diferente, en parte porque yo creo que pasa una cosa en Colombia, y es que yo siento que somos un país en donde como que no se nos ha acostumbrado tanto al consumo local y como a valorar genuinamente como el talento nacional, y por lo general lo que termina pasando es que los que pegan afuera terminan rebotando en el país. Es una cosa particular, pero...
De hecho, paréntesis, ustedes están firmados con Universal en España.
Ajá, exacto. Y es una cosa que uno ve como medio una tendencia a eso, y yo siento que en los últimos... Diría yo que en los últimos 10 años como que la cosa sí ha ido empezando a cambiar y se siente diferente. Y el hecho de uno poder volver a la casa y tocar en el estadio El Campín, que es el estadio de la ciudad en la que uno creció, es una cosa muy fuerte. Pensar en tocar ahí y luego volver a dormir a la casa de uno, luego salir de fiesta con los amigos, eso es una cosa que es muy rara.
Pues teníamos como un wish list. Teníamos un wish list de cosas que queríamos intentar incorporar en el show. Y una cosa que nosotros hacemos mucho también es pensar los shows por momentos. Entonces, que cada canción tenga algo especial, algún momento, alguna cosita. Y obviamente nuestro equipo de management estaba histérico porque obviamente eso impacta directamente en el presupuesto, pero teníamos ganas de que cada una de las canciones tuviera algo, y al final depuramos y hicimos algo que creo que está muy especial.
Como es la frase que nos define ahora, papá.
Ah, sí.
¿Cuál es la frase que los define ahora?
No, decimos algo por molestar. Pero decimos, perdamos plata, pero pasemos a la historia.
Me encanta.
Queme plata.
Hey, y'all. It's Coco Jones, and I'm going to take you guys behind the photo. My darling, What I Didn't Tell You EP and Deluxe EP. Yeah, this was my first time seeing any billboard of myself. Like, I was high. Never gets old. Never gets old. Seeing yourself on billboard is like very scary, but like wonderful scary. Oper. This was a Halloween archive of me dressing as Princess Tiana. So basically there was this trend and everyone was like, Coco, you should play Tiana. Da, 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 da. I was like, oh really? And me casually singing the song.
People would come from everywhere.
I think that was a really cute moment. Oper. Hot. So basically, this is an infamous bathroom selfie. I don't know what y'all like about bathroom selfies, but they really go up on my page. And that is crazy, y'all. That's a bathroom. But hey, that's what you like. Anyway, I was in London at this time, and just felt really cute. Got a little flick, and it did numbers. Thank you.
That's it for today. Make sure you come back tomorrow to see who's dominating the TikTok charts, and we break down Usher's many achievements. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.